Election night LiveWire Florida special congressional races. Wisconsin Supreme Court race to decide balance of power. By Matthew Boyle on April 1, 2025. Voters in Florida's 1st and 6th congressional districts and in Wisconsin's state Supreme Court race are voting in elections that could decide or influence the balance of power in the United States. In Florida, two congressional seats vacated by former reps. Matt Gaetz, RFL, and Mike Waltz. RFL, Gaetz is now a host at One American News Network, OANN, and Waltz is now President Donald Trump's national security advisor are holding elections to fill the vacancies. In the first, Gaetz's old seat, Republican Jimmy Patronize seems set to cruise to victory. In the sixth, Waltz's old seat, Republican Randy Fine is having a much more difficult go of things, at least according to the establishment media and polls. Trump won both districts by huge numbers, the 6th by 30% in November. So any slippage from those will be something political prognosticators look to for signs about the future of U.S. politics to see if trends begin to emerge. Up in Wisconsin, conservative Brad Schimmel faces off against liberal Susan Crawford for the state Supreme Court. This race could have major national implications on not just important issues like transgenderism, immigration, and election integrity, but also could quite literally decide the balance of power in the U.S. Congress because Crawford has promised to rewrite U.S. congressional districts in Wisconsin in a way that gerrymanders them to help Democrats win elections they otherwise have been unable to win. Trump has endorsed Schimmel in Wisconsin, just like he backed Fine and Patronize in Florida. So it's likely that no matter the outcome, the legacy and establishment media will attempt to read the results in both states as an early referendum on the president. The polls close on the east coast of Florida at 7 p.m. ET, in the Panhandle at 8 p.m. ET, and in Wisconsin at 9 p.m. ET. Follow along on Breitbart News for live breaking news and analysis as the results come in. Update 10:23 p.m. ET. The AP has called the Wisconsin race for Crawford. Update 9:57 p.m. ET. Projections are rolling in for Crawford, who appears to have defeated Schimmel in Wisconsin, with Decision Desk HQ and Cook Political Reports Dave Wasserman both projecting Crawford victory. Update 9:51 p.m. ET. It's looking really bad for Schimmel in Wisconsin. Several places have called it for Crawford already. The AP has not yet called it though. But it's looking like a split decision for the GOP and conservatives on Tuesday. After GOP wins in Florida, it's likely there will be a big win for the left in Wisconsin. Update 9:38 p.m. ET. Denver Cook, the chairman of the St. Johns County Republican Party in Florida, is crediting Breitbart News and Steve Bannon's War Room with turning around the race in Florida's 6th congressional district. Cook, a grassroots conservative who won the party chairmanship last year, chairs the GOP in one of the counties in the 6th district. Update 9:34 p.m. ET. With 20% reporting now, per the New York Times, Crawford has opened up a bigger lead of more than 7% over Schimmel. Update 9:24 p.m. ET. With 12% reporting in Wisconsin, it's razor thin between liberal Susan Crawford and conservative Brad Schimmel are locked in an extremely close race. The lead keeps changing hands and Crawford is currently up a few percent. Update 9:02 p.m. ET. Republicans estimate Democrats blew at least $20 million only to lose in both Florida's 1st and 6th congressional districts. The NRCC's Mike Marinella mocked the Democrats for lighting their money on fire. Florida's resounding Republican victories send a clear message. Americans are fired up to elect leaders who will fight for President Trump's agenda and reject the Democrats' failed policies, Marinella said. While Democrats set their cash ablaze, House Republicans will keep hammering them for being out of touch, and we'll crush them again in 2026. Update 9 p.m. ET. Polls have now closed in Wisconsin, and results are expected imminently. Update 8:25 p.m. ET. The NRCC congratulated Patronize on his victory in Florida's 1st District, with spokeswoman Maureen O'Toole issuing this statement. Congratulations to Congressman-elect Jimmy Patronize on his victory in Florida's 1st congressional district. A fourth-generation Floridian, Jimmy has fought relentlessly for his community as a state representative, on the Public Service Commission, and as Florida's chief financial officer. He'll be a strong voice for Floridians with our Republican majority in Congress. Update 8:22 p.m. ET. CNN and the AP have both now called the Florida 1st District race for patronize. Another GOP victory, another setback for Democrats. Update 8:20 p.m. ET. Patronize's lead is up to 6% now with 74% reporting. Meanwhile, in the 6th District, Fine's lead is over 11% now. Update 8:13 p.m. ET. With 65% reporting, Patronize is now in the lead 51.1 to 48.2%. Update 8:12 p.m. ET. With 49% reporting per the New York Times now, Patronize is within a few hundred votes. Democrat Vallamont's short time in the spotlight seems to be coming to a close. Update 8:09 p.m. ET. Patronize has won in the 1st District, per Decision Desk HQ. Decision Desk HQ made this call 1 minute after the polls closed. That's just terrible for Democrats who were hoping for a great night. Update 8:07 p.m. ET. With 37% reporting now, Vallamont has taken a slight lead of less than 2,000 votes, 51% to 48.2% over Patronize. This is likely to evaporate soon. Update 8:04 p.m. ET. With 13% in now in Florida's 1st District, Republican Jimmy Patronize has a sizable lead to open the count. With 56.3%, Patronize leads Democrat Kay Vallamont's 42.8% by nearly 3,000 votes. Update 8 p.m. ET. Polls are closing now over in the 1st District, the old gate seat, and results are expected there imminently. Meanwhile, in the 6th District, Fine has extended his lead into double digits now as he leads by more than 10% with 88% reporting. There is still some space for Fine to expand this a little bit more as well. Update 7:55 p.m. ET. Dave Wasserman from the Cook Political Report is picking up on this trend as well, which is the lower turnout among Republicans is a big reason why this race was closer than this district was in November. Update 7:37 p.m. ET. National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, spokeswoman Maureen O'Toole congratulated Fine on his victory. Congratulations to Congressman-elect Randy Fine on his victory in Florida's 6th Congressional District, O'Toole said. As a third-generation Floridian, self-made businessman, and as a state representative and state senator, Randy has a proven record of delivering results for his community. No one is better positioned to take up the mantle for Florida families, small business owners, and workers. Update 7:32 p.m. ET. The AP and CNN just called the election for Fine as well. A totally embarrassing moment for the Democrats, who bet it all in Northeast Florida and came up short. Update 7:26 p.m. ET. While it's official that Fine has won, he's now continuing to expand his victory. Per the New York Times, with 72% reporting, he now leads by more than 8%. Most of the counties all except one are red now too. Update 7:24 p.m. ET. Republican Randy Fine has won the election in Florida's 6th Congressional District, for Decision Desk HQ. The fact that the call was made this quickly is terrible news for Democrats. Update 7:21 p.m. ET. Meanwhile, on the U.S. Senate floor, Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, just broke the record for the longest floor speech in U.S. Senate history, breaking a record previously held by the late Senator Strom Thurmond. Update 7:16 p.m. ET. CNN has 58% reporting and has Fine's lead at more than 7,000 votes now, 52.8% to 46.4%. If this keeps expanding this rapidly, this might not be the story the establishment media was hoping for. Update 7:15 p.m. ET. Now, with 52% reporting according to the New York Times, Fine has expanded his lead to just under 3,000 votes. He is at 51% to Wiles' 48.2%. Update 7:12 p.m. ET. Florida results are coming in the 6th District now, and Democrat Josh Wahl is trailing Republican Randy Fine by 2% with 49% reporting, after Wahl had an early lead quickly. But Fine seems to be pulling ahead now.